All right, welcome. Hello, it's Ask the Mayor on WFIU. Second week of the month already of May. Tara Hotz, Duke Bennett is here. Hello, thank you for being here.
It's always good to be here, Joe. And yes, it's May already. This year is flying by.
Well, and there's nothing like the passage of time with commencements. I know St. Mary of the Woods, Indiana State, I'm sure there are many more in Bloomington. We had IU commencement. But, you know, still different. We're still in a pandemic. What kinds of coordination was there between city, county, and these colleges, universities for holding commencement?
Well, it's pretty much carried over from what they did for the winter commencement and had a little bit more open on a few things. But their idea all along was to progressively open back up and let some folks in. So there were some smaller groups, you know, they divided some things up so they wouldn't have as many people at one time, virtual component. So it was a variety of things. And so I think they were very prudent in one, getting it done and being able to have the public access, you know, parts of what they were trying to accomplish and yet keep everybody as safe as you possibly can. So what I see it is a major transition from what they did for the winter commencement.
So were there guests allowed, families?
Yeah, there were some, and I don't quote me on exactly how they broke that down, but there were some people allowed on campus. And I saw a lot of families here taking pictures of their students and things. They weren't necessarily in one big space together, but they were on campus being able to do parts of the graduation that they were unable to do last time around.
Well, we're recording this on a Monday this week, so these numbers will change, but the 7-day positivity rate there in Vigo County is falling 3.62%. It's in the blue state metric. So what's the next step now in your mind?
You know, I think it's just continuing to remind people about vaccinating. You know, I think I'm sure there's some anti-vaxxers out there that people are just uncomfortable with getting a vaccination. You know, you hear people say things like, oh, it went too fast and I'm waiting to see what happens. Then I think there's some other people that just felt like, I'll wait till the crowds die down. I'm fine. You know, I'm dealing with it on my own. I'm staying away from people. So now's the time to really begin to push that. Okay, you can go get that same day appointments now. You can get in and get your shot if you're going to do that. And the more people that we can get to finish that process will kind of bring us to the end of this from my perspective. I don't know of anything else we can really do. I think what the governor has done and the process he's going through, and we're following that here in City Hall, is fine. I think it's just all about more time to pass with more people getting vaccinated, and it's that simple.
Well, and I did want to address that. More reports are saying U.S. may not hit the herd immunity. You know, the vaccine is open to everybody. Many don't want to get it. NPR did a report and said 1 in 4 don't want to get the vaccine. It's the highest for Republican men and residents of rural areas. So what's the strategy?
You know, I don't know if I really have one. I think if everything would calm down in the media overall, you know, you hear a lot of drama every day where they're pointing out people who won't get vaccinated, or they're talking to people about vaccine passports or all those kind of things in different states, then everybody gets confused here, right? And even in Terre Haute, Indiana, about, well, what is going to, how will this roll out the rest of the way? And so my thing is, you need to talk to your own doctor. Don't worry about what the media says or any politician says. Talk to your doctor and find out what they feel about you getting a shot. That's your source to get that taken care of. And I would encourage everybody to get a hold of your family doctor and talk to them about it, you know, and come to a plan of your own personal plan for your family and turn out the noise of everything else out there. And some people are just not going to do it. I mean, I get it. There's a lot of people don't get flu shots, you know, so you're not going to make people do it. And I don't think that helps to make them feel bad because they don't feel comfortable getting a shot. Let's get them to feel comfortable. There's no answer. I mean, there's there just isn't one.
Well, and I mean, if people don't get, I mean, obviously you can't force people to get vaccinated. If the numbers start to soar, new variants come out, and it kind of goes back to kind of square one, that does sound like a lot of drama, but it's also a reality, right?
It is. And I think once again, and I say the drama thing because I watched, I listened to the news and look at some stuff on social media just to what people are saying and thinking. And it's like, it only takes a little thing to get people to throw a wall up. I want to be even keeled here. Let's be common sense about it. Let's get more information out about how many people are getting their shots and the fact that, there have been a few extreme examples of people that had reactions, but it's no worse than other things. And so let's just keep educating and let people make their own decision. And hopefully they'll reach that right decision. Now, but to your point, if the numbers start going crazy with a bunch of variants, then obviously nobody wants to lock down again. So maybe, I hope we don't get to that, but I would think that would be a trigger point to get people to say, man, I need to go do it, But whatever gets you there is probably the best answer.
Now, is City Hall, government buildings open to public again?
Yes, we're open to the public, but you got to wear a mask when you're in the building. We haven't had any problem with anybody cooperating with that.
Have you been keeping tally or tabs on positive COVID cases within the city?
Well, we usually get notified when we have a positive one, and I haven't had any in a few weeks. So that's been great.
Yeah, and of course, I'm sorry, when I meant, you answered it correctly, but when I said city, I meant city workers. Just
I assumed you meant that since you're talking about City Hall. Yeah, we haven't had any in a few weeks.
Yeah. We talked last month about the American Rescue Plan Act. You talked about possibly first deposit in May. Any word on that and how much so far?
No, we've not received it yet, but I was told that we're supposed to get it by May 11th or sooner. So that means immediately, I would expect that this week. Last week, the city council created our fund, so we have the official place to place those dollars. And then the next step in the process for us will be to develop a budget for 2021. And so we're putting a committee together of city council members and administration, and we'll begin meeting probably in June to develop that initial budget. That's kind of where we're at. So I expect to get a little over $19 million any day now.
I assume conversations, like you said, are still going on how to spend it, but
We just don't know waiting. The rules. Mm-hmm. So we'll just sit on the money. We'll put it in that fund and just sit on those funds and not spend a penny of it until we get that additional guidance. Once we get the guidance, we'll do the budget, and then we'll be able to spend it.
Now, I also heard Wabash Valley in the hunt for Ready. Is that right? Ready or Red Eye?
Ready is what I'm told.
That's what I thought, too. I kind of remember the Regional Cities Initiative a while back. It's kind of like that version of funding. So how much is at stake there for the Terre Haute area, and what's that pinpointed to?
So what I've been told, and I'm still waiting on the governor to roll out more details, which I know they put a little bit out last week, but there's $500 million for the whole state. And I'm kind of told that $50 million is kind of the cap for an area, but we'll see if that's the case. And so from our perspective, we're looking at several things. Quality of life projects that would affect a multi-county area here. Workforce readiness and workforce development are big on our list. I think there's some higher education partnership opportunities in there. And so when we convene to be able, we've got a multi-month process now, and they're supposed to award this, I think, by December, once the process actually gets formally started. And so we'll present multiple projects on behalf of this region, and hopefully we'll get some of those funded up to the maximum amount, whatever that might be. But I think workforce is a big part of this. I really do. I think that's a great opportunity for us to make some investments.
And I thought I heard access to broadband. I mean, there's a lot.
There's a lot. You can really, I mean, it's a little bit more open, but they're going to want to approve things that have the biggest impact. And so until we get some more specific guidelines there also, but I think we're on the right track with what we're thinking about right now until we get that guidance. And I'm hoping we'll be one of those. We almost made it last time under regional cities. We got some planning money. But I think all the work we've done since that time, we've positioned ourselves to be in a great spot to receive funds for this new program.
And what's the timeline again for that?
If I remember right, over the next couple months, you will put together an initial, you'd let them know you're interested in this or some planning dollars available, and a decision will be made by December. So it's a pretty quick timeline.
Let's see, it's been a while since we've talked about the building of the downtown convention center. Just thought we're due for an update.
Okay, on schedule and on budget, so that's good. And I say the same thing about the police station, if you ask about that in a minute. I mean, anytime you do a large project like that, there's always change orders, there's always things that happen. But with the price of materials going up, it's a good thing we timed this out when we did, because those prices were locked in. So we haven't been affected by any of that. I just drove by this morning coming to work downtown, and they're hooking up the water line to the building right now because they're starting to put the plumbing in. So when you look at it, it's starting to take its shape and the internal walls are going in. I couldn't be any more excited about the progress. The weather's been great, and so they've worked very hard. They continue to tell me that it will be ready next May, 1 year from now. And it's great. And a lot of buzz in the community, people talking about it when they drive by, and just excited that we're adding that component to our downtown area.
Yeah, that'll be one of the many places I'm going to stop at when I get to come back to Terre Haute, hopefully soon.
We will welcome you.
And of course, the police station, although that building is already done, but the work's being done inside.
The build out is going right on schedule. I just had an update this morning from the chief about a couple little change orders we're going to do, but minor things we want to add. But we're still way under budget on that one from what we set a high goal when we started the process. And being able to lock in those prices, as I said, affected us there in a positive way. We've reduced some things that we didn't need to do and added a few things in. And so right now we're still under budget and it's coming along great. I took a peek in the other day and we're going to be in August. I just don't know if it'll be the first part or the later part of August.
One more quick question on the convention center. Has the design of that changed at all? Have been alterations now that we are in a pandemic? So, you know, new thoughts about maybe air ventilation or room size, you know, things like that.
That was really kind of taken into consideration before, because, you know, when you have a convention center and you divide spaces up and then you have big common space, you kind of think about that anyway, you know, pre-COVID. And then reviewing those things makes it look like we've done all the right things in the design. So I feel really good about the configuration and how it's going to be utilized, that we'll be able to work through. Hopefully we'll never see another pandemic in our lifetime, but who's to say, being as prepared as we possibly can to be able to deal with those kind of things and still have some events there. You know, if the industry closes down like it did, it really doesn't matter, but you hope that you can do the right things to keep that from spreading from our facility anyway.
I've been to meetings for the still pre-planning for the Monroe County Convention Center build. And, you know, a lot of people say, is Zoom going to take over conventions? Why are you building a convention center in this day and age? But everything from that meeting still pointed toward that, if anything, more people are going to want to go to conventions. Is that just leadership kind of tilting the table toward the convention center?
No, I mean, obviously I'm optimistic, but you never know what's going to happen. But I'm kind of tired of Zoom. Zoom works great, but you can't do everything via Zoom. You know, you need to sit in a room sometimes with people, and whether you're in a training class or you're just having a conversation and do planning, if that interaction is so important. And so conventions are never going to go away. There's always going to be conventions. And I think that people want to get out now. You're already starting to see numbers go up at bigger events. And I just think we're going to get back to a normal cycle within 2 or 3 years here. I really do.
We just have a couple minutes left. Thought maybe get any updates on, have you heard anything about the casino or any other announcements you have?
No update on the casino. They're working on a groundbreaking date. And so I would hope to have I been able to tell you that today. That was the plan, but it's not quite set yet. But every day we inch closer. It's not moving away from us. So a date will soon be on the horizon here. It's still coming. Nobody should fret about that if you're listening in on this. It's just getting the details worked out with the Gaming Commission, with Hard Rock, the operator, and the owners, and getting everybody on the same page. And so they're working on that. They're opening up the new casino up in Gary later this week, and that's taken some of their time recently, but things keep moving. It's just nailing down final date.
Okay. Did you have any announcements? Anything you'd like to say?
I don't think so. You know, we're doing our paving projects, and that's always a pain. You know, we got a few complaints with some of our road projects that we started, and I just ask people again, please be patient. We're doing a lot of planning for some parks projects that are going to be starting to happen very soon. So I think it's going to be a big year for us. It's just right now we're kind of in that still planning and beginning the implementation phase. And we're working on the new budget for next year all at the same time. And so it's kind of a big blur right now. But everything I see bodes well for what we're going to be able to do in Terre Haute. So I'm extremely excited about the rest of this year. And 2022, 2023 both look like they're going to be great years for us. So, you know, what can you say? I mean, it could be a lot worse. It could be a lot more negative. And we're getting out of COVID, and things are lined up for Terre Haute very, very well.
Well, thank you for having us. And for those that are listening right now, if you have a question for Mayor Bennett or any other of our mayors throughout the month, news@indianapublicmedia.org, or you can tweet us @AskTheMayor. Thanks again.
Hey, thank you.